I'm Leonard Lopate. Welcome back to my show. Tonight, you'll have a chance to hear two women who have been dubbed Queen of the Honky Tonks, and you won't have to just limit yourself to tapping your feet because you're invited, practically required, to dance to their music. Rosie Flores and Wanda Jackson will be performing jukebox classics and original tunes as part of Lincoln Center's Midsummer Night Swing. Rosie Flores has been creating music that rocks for the better part of three decades, and the Grammy-nominated Wanda Jackson, of course, is a rockabilly legend, and I'm very delighted to have them both on the show today. Hello.
Hi, Leonard.
Hey, Leonard.
Have you ever performed together before?
Yes, we sure have. We started together in 1995. Unless you want to count the Pam Tillis show we did.
Yeah, we did too. But what started our working together as much as we do was Rosie's album from 1995 called Rockabilly Philly. And she asked me to do a couple of songs with her, which I did.
And you had been living mostly in Europe at that time, hadn't you?
Not living there, but... Yeah, 90%.
Depending on it for most of your work.
Right, 90% of my work was.
So what happened? Did that revive your career in this country?
Absolutely. Without that little record of Rosie's, I'd probably still be working Europe all the time. But that opened all these doors to the new generation of rockabilly fans in America.
And Rosie, what had led you to invite her to record with you?
Well, I wanted to do a record of my favorite rockabilly stuff, and so I wanted to have people on there that I respected, and Wanda had been, since I was in high school, one of my biggest influences, and I had met her. We were working together with Pam Tillis on a show called Live at the Ryman that we had done for CMT, and I had met Wanda years before, sang backup with her in Los Angeles. I had recorded one of her songs called I Gotta Know on my debut record for Warner Brothers in 86. So it was just kind of leading up to...
In stages.
In stages of, Wanda, will you please, I'd love it if you'd record with me on my Rockabilly Philly CD. And she
And we did
obliged,
one song that I wrote and one song that you wrote.
That's right. We did it. I Gotta Know. I mean, we did Rock Your Baby that you wrote and Rockin' Little Angel that I wrote.
Well, I wonder how the both of you even wound up in rockabilly, because neither of you come from Nashville, where I guess where rockabilly developed.
Well, Memphis, actually.
Memphis, right. With Sun Records?
Sun Studios with... Carl Perkins and Roy Orbison and Elvis, of course.
And Jerry Lee Lewis.
Jerry Lee.
Hey, guys, while I'm thinking about Sun Records, not too long ago for the International Rockabilly Hall of Fame, we were there for the doings, and Sam Phillips was there giving out some special awards to the families of these great men from Sun Records. And all of a sudden, he was introducing me. And I walk up on stage, and he hands me this beautiful award. And I said, well, Sam, thank you, but I've never recorded for Sun Records. He stepped up, and he said, I know that, Wanda, but you should have. And he gave me an award.
But most of the names we've mentioned are men. And were women the second generation rockabilly? Or
There was actually quite a few women that did record for Sun Records, and a lot— None of them made it quite as big as the Jerry Lee and Johnny Cash and Elvis. But Wanda and I both know that it was really difficult for women to get played on the radio back in those days and to even go out and tour. And Wanda's told me stories about, you know, having to take her father with her on the road. Or was it your mom or your dad to accompany you?
That was by choice, yeah.
That was by choice. Yeah,
Dad traveled with me.
Yeah.
But the women have succeeded more in country music, straight country. Kitty Wells, Patsy Cline, and others.
Yeah, she opened the doors for us. Kitty Wells did.
But straight rockabilly, that it was always seen as, well, men are supposed to be the hard rockers, and that happened in rock and roll, too, until people like Joan Jett finally made the breakthrough.
Mm-hmm. It took... America a long time to even accept Elvis and Carl Perkins and those, and it took even longer to accept Wanda Jackson, Janis Martin, and people like that.
Well, you worked with Elvis, didn't you, Wanda?
Yes. I toured with him off and on a couple of years.
And what was that like? Everybody has an image of Elvis. Is your image of him the same as people who read the National Enquirer?
Well, I'm not sure where you're going with that.
Wherever you want to go.
Oh, okay. I just remember him as a sweet guy. I really did like him. And we dated for a while. I mean, what we could.
He gave you a ring, too, didn't he?
Yes, he gave me his ring, and I still have it, of course. I wore it around my neck for about a year.
With a ring around my neck.
Yeah, that came along later, I guess. But, yeah, I had the ring, and we were very good friends, and it was through his encouragement that I tried the rockabilly songs. He wouldn't take no for an answer. In fact, he made me promise I would try.
He also told you to sing new stuff, which was important because that's how you distinguish yourself.
Right, and there weren't any people writing songs in this new field for girls. And so my dad said, well, heck, just start writing your own.
What about you, Rosie? You performed mm-hmm. in the Los Angeles Palomino Club, where pretty much every big country and rock star played.
I was there once.
Did you perform there as well?
Sure did.
Boy, I wish I hadn't missed that. But, yeah, the Palomino Club was historical all through, you know, those years. I think they opened up in the 60s, I believe. And I got to see George Jones there and Waylon Jennings and just a lot of newer people, too, like Dwight Yoakam and Lucinda Williams. And
most of them have been on the show, by the way.
Have been on
this
show?
Yeah, Waylon was here fairly recently.
Oh, great, yeah.
But you had, before you had a recording contract, you used to open for Jerry Garcia, didn't you?
Boy, you've really done some research on me. Well, yes, when I lived in California, I used to go up and down the coast and open up for whoever I could. And just, you know, I didn't have a record deal in those days. I was a solo acoustic doing my little rockabilly thing back then and just warm the audience up, and I'd have all this energy. And the Jerry Garcia crowd, really, they really liked me a lot. So it wasn't the Grateful Dead. It was just the Jerry Garcia band. But they kept asking me to come back and open for him. So I probably opened for him, you know, a couple dozen times. It was real fun.
And rockabilly from the start, growing up in Southern California?
I grew up in San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
And grew up with listening to Elvis and on the jukeboxes with my dad, taking me into little honky-tonks where he'd go have a beer with his friends, and I'd always get up there and play Teddy Bear. And then my brother started collecting Buddy Holly records and taught me how to play guitar. And so it was a great place to grow up. I got to listen to a lot of American Bandstand, too, on television.
Because you were growing up at the time when rock and roll, when mm-hmm. it was all merging anyway.
Yeah, I was growing up in the 50s.
Wanda, you earlier, were there Oklahoma stars who influenced you? I know everybody thinks Waylon Jennings is from Oklahoma, but he's actually from Central California.
Yes,
but Hank Thompson is from Oklahoma, isn't he?
Well, he lived there for a good while, but he's actually from Texas. But yes, he's the one that discovered me, I guess. You would say he heard my radio show, invited me to sing with him, and then helped me get my first record contract with Decca. And then I wanted to go to Capitol Records, and he helped me to do that also.
How did you wind up touring Europe so much?
Well, Europe has never quit liking rockabilly and country. It just seems to get bigger and bigger all the time. So I was invited to Sweden to do an album of old and new rockabilly songs, and I began to tour there. And it was so successful, I was going back every year for 4 and 5 weeks at a time, and then the rest of Western Europe began to open up for me. And
they started calling you Hurricane Wanda in France.
Yeah.
And you had a big hit in Japan, Fujiyama Mama. You would think that would be a song that the Japanese would not like.
I was feeling like I have to go out of America to get a number one song. I had a number one in Germany in the German language.
And sang to over 70,000 fans in Budapest for their freedom celebration.
That's right. Where are you getting all your info?
Well, but the interesting thing is that you have finally received the recognition here. Didn't you win the Medal of Arts from the National Endowment of the Arts this year?
Yes, I was a recipient of that wonderful honor, that medal. I'll receive it, actually, in September.
Meanwhile, Rosie, you've also done your share of performing abroad, haven't you?
I go overseas about 3 times a year, and they really do. It's true what she says. They really do love rockabilly and rock and roll and country, and they like the real stuff. They don't care about what's on corporate radio America. They like the stuff that they like, you know, and so that's great for me. I get to keep, you know, making a living and touring over
there. Same with me. It just gave me my career back.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that not just that, but also jazz musicians have relied on Europe and Japan for real support. They probably wouldn't have survived during the rough years. Mm-hmm. And I wonder why that is.
They appreciate good music. That's why.
That's what exactly what it is.
They know good music when they hear it. People really do love music all over Europe and Scandinavia.
How much does your music change as a result of what's going on elsewhere? Do you feel you've pretty much been consistent since you started, Rosie?
Well, with my music, I mean, I try to grow as an artist, and I don't really like feeling like I can't be creative, and I like to keep, you know, like right now I'm feeling the jazz, and speaking of jazz, I feel the jazz influence coming through my guitar playing and through my singing and through my writing, but it has kind of a Western swing to it, you know, at the same time.
There are so many facets to our music.
Isn't that true?
And just to try your hand at all of it is so exciting. Some works and maybe some doesn't, but boy, what fun it is to sing a blues. And
But the important thing is that it always swings. Maybe that's where the Western swing thing comes in.
Yeah,
as well.
I think the rockabilly swings, the swing, you know, just even when it's rock and roll, it has to swing for me. The shuffle's got to be in the swing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have any idea what you'll be performing tonight, the both of you?
Yes.
Will you be working together, or do you have separate bands?
Rosie does a set, and then there's a little intermission, and then I come on, and Rosie is backing me with her band. Will be backing me.
The Falcons. Mm-hmm. And if you want to know the show times, I'll go on 7:30 to 8:30, and then we'll do the Wanda set from 9 to 10.
Mm. And people will be encouraged to dance.
Absolutely. We love it. And everybody should do the not rain dance.
rain. Well, I think they can cover the area, but it's still not the same as dancing in the open air.
Oh, that would be so lovely, wouldn't it? It's a great day today in New York.
I also want to congratulate you, Wanda. Winning that award, I think you're the first country star,
first
singer.
First country and rock female that's even in there. There's only one other female, and that was Minnie Pearl, which she's not a singer, but a comedian. So.
And you don't even wear a hat.
No, sir.
Rosie Flores, whose latest album is Dance Hall Dreams from Rounder Records. Is that now?
Correction. My latest. I've had 2 since then.
Oh, gee. I am a little behind.
Oh, you haven't been all day. You've been perfect. Well, my latest one is called Single Rose. I actually started my own record label called Durango Rose Records, and just completed a Christmas album, which is called Christmasville, which will be coming out. But just after Dance Hall Dreams, which came out on Rounder, I had a record come out on Eminent called Speed of Sound, which will be re-released on Durango Rose Records. And so there's.
Now, can you say that again?
I'm working hard, folks, trying to keep it going, you know. Just.
Wanda, do you have a new album?
Well, my latest one is the CMH label, Heart Trouble. I'll have another album out in January of next year. I just finished doing a tribute to Elvis Presley.
Meanwhile, Rosie Flores and Wanda Jackson will be performing tonight, the two queens of the honky-tonks, at Rockabilly and Swing and Country at Midsummer Night Swing Group Dance Lessons at 6:30 to 7. Mm. And then, as we said, performances begin at 7:30. And for more information about tickets, you can check out lincolncenter.org or call 212-721-6500. Thank you both so much for being with us
today. It's always so much fun to sing in New York, New York City. And people ask me all the time, you mean they like country and rockabilly? I said some of the greatest fans in America are right here in the Big Apple.
That's the truth.
my poor